tragic accident changed the course of his life forever. For most, it would have begun a life of discontent and wallowing around in self-misery. For Jonathan Nadeau, it kickstarted a new chapter of inspiration and appreciation. Even though he lost his sight permanently, he gained a passion to put creativity first in all areas of his life. And now, he wants to encourage you to do the same. There are times when you'll be faced with a choice. Be crushed by the weight of the situation, or use the fresh start to rebound bigger, better, and more inspired than ever before. This is Tornado, stories of those who refuse to choose defeat and instead chose to embrace the storm. Here's your host, Jonathan Nadeau.
Greetings and salutations. Thank you for joining Embrace Your Storm, everyone. We have an awesome, exciting episode. I say that every time, but I actually mean it every time. And don't forget, August 27th, we have the Tornado Music and Film Festival coming up. We have Amazon Smile that you can help donate, literally donate cash, the Tornado that isn't your cash, by shopping on Amazon. So that's kind of a no-brainer. There's going to be links in there. And so let's get to the interview today. I have on two guests, and I'm going to say, you know, and introduce the film and everything. But today I have our two guests, and it's this movie is called Guilty, and you're going to find out kind of how guilty is spelled and what we actually mean by that. So I have on Bob and Ollie. Guys, thanks for coming on today.
Thanks so much for having us.
Thank you.
It's my pleasure. My pleasure. So I always, you know, talk way too long before the interview, but I don't know if Ollie or Bob wants to go to maybe explain the premise behind Guilty before we dive into it.
Do you wanna?
Yeah. So essentially, Guilty is a short horror film, but it's a lot more than that. It is basically a teapot is hell-bent on getting the perfect owner. And we follow sort of what he does when certain owners don't meet his requirements.
There's plenty of dark humor and gore splattered throughout as well.
And before we get too much more into it, I wanted to tease everyone with that, because me and my business partner saw this come in, we were like, Guilty, and we saw, so we watched, it might have been the trailer, but we were just like, it was either the trailer, or actually we saw like a music video, which was also insane. Did you guys do that?
Yeah, so we had a new song written for the film. We had a new theme song done by our friends, the Real Cheesemakers, which are a really fun and weird and stupid band.
Dude, that music video was crazy. That was awesome. I was like, holy crap, this is insane. Like, it was so cool. But
before I get into
the movie, I'd like to dive into this first. Like, how did both of you guys even, you know, want to do films like this or get involved? Like, how did you get started? Because I like all the listeners to realize, like, guess what? Everyone starts from the same place, the bottom. Right. So what did you guys start doing to get into this, and you know, what are some of the other projects you worked on that kind of brought you to Guilty, and like, how did you guys meet and everything?
So I've been making films for about 6 years now. I did it in college, and then I sort of worked my way up, helped out on different people's films. I've made several short films before and a feature film, and then 3 years ago I met Bob, my lovely partner, and then we wrote Toast together, didn't we?
Yeah.
So we'd like been dating for one or two years.
And yeah, I think decided, it's about a year.
I've been trying to get her more into, poking her more into film, because
there you go.
We both love film.
I tend to have some pretty weird and wonderful ideas as well about things.
Well, there you go. That's what good teammates do, right?
Yeah. And I would say it was just like bouncing off of that, wasn't it? We realized that we like to make films that other people don't like as well.
Well, you know, it's funny. I mean, I wouldn't say other people don't like. It's just like, here's the funny thing about, you know, independent film, like you guys or, you know, anyone else kind of submitting to festivals and stuff. And this is kind of the point I want to make kind of within Tornado is, look, you guys made Guilty, right? And like you know, I get the comment you make, you're kind of being funny, but like serious at the same time or whatever. But like, yeah, there's going to be people that don't like, you know, Guilty, right? Like just because maybe it wouldn't be played on Netflix does not mean it's not a great film.
Exactly.
And I think a lot of people have that problem, right? Like they think, well, no, I have to be on Netflix because if I'm not, then I didn't make it. Or like, you know, I need to be on the big screen or I need to be on some other, you know, maybe Hulu or whatever. But it's like, I guess if that's your motivation to want, to me, that your motivation is more than just wanting someone to watch your thing at that point.
You know, want to make money off it. You want to sell.
Right. But if your motivation is, I want my fan base or, you know, I enjoy this movie and I hope other people do too. Like, that's kind of the creator's, you know, attitude, I believe, you know, like a real creator's attitude sort of, you know? So like we live in the day and age now where, you know, hey, we have the internet, right? Mm-hmm. So like, if you can harness the internet, so to speak, then guess what, man, you guys could totally find, I mean, what if you found a million people is not a lot, and not a lot of people with 6 billion people in the world. So what if you guys got at least 1 million people watching Guilty? I mean, that's kind of crazy.
Yeah, you know, that would be amazing.
So that's a big fan base. So don't sell yourself short. That's what I'm trying. You know, that's
I didn't mean like, you know, we make films and people don't like it. We have our ideas and we're not willing to compromise on them because, like, if we did, that wouldn't be us and that wouldn't be who we are. So we do tend
that's exactly
things that are pretty out there.
I get what you meant when you're like, we don't make, like, you're kind of saying, you know, commercially or whatever, maybe not everyone, you know.
Exactly right.
But still, I mean, you know, that's why I love talking to guys, you know, guys like you that are doing independent stuff and everything, because you said it, you're in more control, and if then you can do what you want to do and get the picture in your head out onto, you know, whatever it is, the vehicle it is that you're using to create on, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So Bob, then it sounds like with what Ollie said, were you not necessarily into film too much before you guys met then? Did he kind of get you into all this? Or were you, or did you like films before, but you never actually got into like creating them?
I liked films a lot before. And I'd never really got to creating them. I was a theater student in college.
That's cool.
So, you know, I was very well versed in like that sort of area of things. And I always enjoyed writing as well. And I think I just like never had an outlet to get my ideas into anything that sort of, you know, like a solid thing. And Ollie was just not bothering me all the time, but, you know, persistently being like, let's do something together. Let's do it. And I was always very hesitant because I'm like, oh, you know, I'm not sure I'm going to like it. And then I don't know, we just found this one idea, didn't we? Well, two ideas for Toast and Guilty, and that was it. I was just like, I love this. This is brilliant. And
now that you mentioned kind of Toast, I think you should maybe talk about that a little bit before we get to Guilty, because you said it's sort of, your guys are kind of working on like a little mini series kind of thing, right?
Yeah.
Is so that how you would word it?
We're sort of planning what we call a breakfast trilogy of short films.
There you go.
They're going to be like three short, mostly comedies. Toast is mostly a comedy. Guilty is, I'd say, a horror comedy, more in the tone of comedy than horror. And then our next one is going to be a drama with some quite dark humor in it.
Okay. We can't give too much away on that.
We can't really talk about that yet. We haven't filmed that yet. But Toast came about because when we first started dating, I had a bad streak of, I'd just somehow break every toaster I touched, and
I think it got to the point where when you came to my house, because we weren't living together at the time, I wouldn't let you use my toaster.
Not on purpose. I just buy a new toaster, put a piece of bread down, and it would jam and break, and I'd just like,
You went through quite a few. It must have been like 4 or 5.
Yeah.
Oh my, what? So was it all your house, Bob, or was it some of Ollie's too?
No, that was all at my house.
Yeah.
Now I see why she didn't let you use hers.
And I suppose like I just said, wouldn't it be great if, you know, you had like, you know, your character like Midas, who, where everything he touched turns to gold, but actually like, you know, everything he touches
all the toasters break.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then we sort of just rolled with it, didn't we? And wrote it and mulled over it for a while, and then somehow made this amazing, wonderful film.
What I find interesting is you got that one's a silent film, right?
Yes.
So
yeah,
here, was that more due to like the way you wrote the script, or was it more of a stylistic thing that you chose when you wrote it? Because I find that interesting also that you made it a silent film.
It was a bit of both.
Okay.
We're both big fans of Laurel and Hardy. So we love classic and slapstick comedy.
Sure.
But also I'd had a really rough time shooting my feature film, which was, it was like a big no budget thing. We only had like $2,000 to spend on it. And I was having a big headache with getting the sound design sorted. And I just, at that point, I was fed up with using sound. So I wanted to challenge myself to,
Dude, that is so funny. Like, problem with sound, silent film it is.
So I just wanted to give myself a challenge of like, can I do this? Just totally no talking whatsoever. And it'd be much cheaper to film.
Sure.
So yeah,
dude, that was so cool. I love how you thought you're just like, oh, yeah, sound issues. There's movies without sound, no problem.
And I think as well, the guy that we cast for Toast as well is a guy called Paul Cooper. He's quite well known where we live.
That's cool.
For a TV series that was on, you know, like one of our big TV channels.
Oh, but, really? Like, that's cool.
Yeah.
BBC Three, who's This Country. I think it won a few BAFTAs.
Oh, BBC Three. Don't know if you've heard it.
Just getting the plug in there. He's just one of these people who's so like physically funny, like in what he does and like his facial expressions and like I don't think we were planning on doing it like 100% silent, but when we like got him cast, we were just like, oh, we can really play with this. And he was just fantastic. Like, you know, he fit it 100%. So we sort of like added bits to it and elements because he's just such a brilliant guy. And yeah, I think he wanted to be challenged. We wanted to, you know, challenge ourselves.
Yeah.
So after you did Toast, did you already have like the idea for Guilty while you were doing Toast, or did after Toast was done, were you like, oh, I have part two to this? Like, how did that unfold?
Well, we Guilty came about, we'd wrapped on Toast, and the guy who did the theme song for Toast, Professor Elemental, who's like a big indie rapper in the UK, we got on very well with him. We still are good friends with him. So we thought, right, like we want to do a film with him, and we've got this Breakfast trilogy idea floating around. The other one we've written is based around Marmite. So like, the prof is really known for being British and rapping about tea and that sort of stuff. So like, well, what can we do to get him in a film that involves him and tea? Aha, I know. Possessed teapot.
And then I think it was more like haunted teapot, wasn't it? We were out walking in like beautiful English countryside in the middle of summer, and we just both turned to each other and like, you know, what can we do? And we're not looking at the scenery, we're talking about what film we can make next. And then randomly, so we had the idea for haunted teapot. Randomly, one of our friends mentioned like demonic tea leaf reading. We were a bit like, what?
Wow.
And then we were like, okay, all right, we can play on that. And then we were like, well, actually, what if it's not like that at all? What if it's just, you know, a sentient teapot, and we just don't explain it, and we let people make their own minds up? And then
that just led to us
writing. And the thing is all the way through writing, we always knew we wanted Professor Elemental to be the voice. So I think it was easier for us because we like knew what he would sound like. We knew.
Yeah, that makes it totally.
And we were so lucky with him as well, because we would send him like a bit of the script off. He would send it back with some amendments, and we hadn't even asked for it, but he just like added additional dialogue in,
wow,
and we were just like,
cool.
This is perfect. Like, we can't,
you could tell he can't change this.
Yeah,
you could tell he's into it. He's like writing back notes like, oh, yeah, I should do this or check this out, or, you know, like, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, I remember when we got, like, he recorded the first read through from us, and like the first 2 minutes, I was just like, immediately in stitches because I was laughing so much. But I was just like, I was like, this is a match made in absolute heaven. He couldn't have played it any better.
That is so cool. So what was it like kind of doing, you know, Guilty as opposed to Toast? Because obviously you have Sound and Guilty. So that did that bring, like, I mean, I'm not more complexity, but you had more to worry about this time around, you know?
Yeah, yes and no. We know he's got a home studio set up because he records albums from home. So
it was
much easier for us.
That's like, true.
Can you just record this for us? And then pretty much the rest of Guilty is silent. There's no other characters talking or anything like that.
So I think it was quite bizarre filming a film, you know, like where your main character is not actually there. It's just an inanimate object that you're playing a voiceover behind.
it's a bigger challenge to try and get character and emotion out of something that is just an inanimate object.
Right.
I can't manipulate it in any way apart from wiggling it around. It's got nothing to move for. It's just thinking of different ways to film it, which was a good challenge.
How long did it take you guys to do this film? Like, to do Guilty, kind of like...
Isn't it like 2 weeks? Well, filming it was two weekends.
Okay.
But the actual, like, post-production to, like... Yeah, like editing and sound probably took us like, what, 5-6 months?
Wow.
Oh, that's pre-production and post-production, I think.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Sound took a long time because everyone on our films works is like our volunteer work. We only have like...
Yeah, no, totally.
We
totally,
have a budget of like 700 quid for props. Right. And
dude, you put that together for 700 travel. Bucks, that's pretty good, man. Yeah. Like it just shows you what you can do with, you know, some money and some hard work and, you know, scrapping some stuff together. That's why I love the day and age we live in. Like, look at what you guys did, you know?
We're so lucky as well because we have a lot of friends in the film community and they're just like the most generous, wonderful people. And, you know, like most film people, we always want to pay people, but sometimes, you know, it's just not an option.
No.
So, you know, like we've had them involved in our projects and we really want to help them with theirs. And we're just constantly grateful for how much they've helped us because it's just
so cool.
Become such a good, you know, good project.
Absolutely. Is there anything, guys, I know you're working on some stuff, but I don't know if you can say it or not. But I'm kind of rounding third base, so to speak. So I'm going to be closing rounding up the interview. So, like, are you guys working on anything in the future you can talk about? Speaking of help, do you need help? Like, give a shout out, give your websites, give how people can get a hold of you and all that stuff.
So we do have a new project coming up next year. We're not really sure when that's going to be yet because we're actually getting married next month. So, no, this month.
Congratulations.
Yeah. So, like, everything's sort of just been really busy.
Everything's on pause.
Yeah. So, I think the working title for that's going to be Spread. So that'll be next year. We're also taking over our hometown film festival next year, which is super exciting. And we're like really looking to not only like represent our town, but also to give like neurodiversity a voice as well. But both Ollie and I have like ADHD and dyslexia. Well, you're dyslexic. I've got ADHD. So we're really keen as well. Like, you know, so if anyone listening is into film or, you know, just, you know, reach out to us and, you know, give us a shout.
Do you guys have a website or like a Facebook, or Instagram page, anything you use for like your production company or anything?
Yeah, so we have a website, which is wettoeproductions.com.
And I'll put a link in the show notes, people.
Thank you.
We do also have an Instagram, which is at wet_toe_productions. And we're also on Twitter with at wet_toe_prod.
I was going to say, I don't think that's going to fit on Twitter.
No, people can reach out to us on any of those mediums. We're quite responsive. We'd love to hear from you if you want to get involved in making a film or if you're neurodiverse.
Or just want to talk to us about film.
Yeah, or just say, I loved your film, or just say, if you hated it, I don't care. Just let me know what you think.
All feedback is welcome.
Oh, of course.
But guys, seriously, like, Guilty is amazing. Now that I know, I mean, I'm so impressed with you guys, and I'm really looking forward to seeing what you do in the future. I'm looking to see the trilogy get finished off here.
Thank you.
Everyone that's hearing this podcast, you're going to miss a pretty awesome film if you don't see Guilty. So you need to come August 27th. It's going to be at Foxwoods Casinos. It's going to be a Saturday. It starts at noon. And Bob and Ollie, I thank you so much for your time. Thank you for your submission, because without your film, there'd be no Tornado Film Festival. So
thank you so much.
Oh, thank you so much.
It's been a pleasure.
Thank you, guys. Is there any other final words for the audience?
Keep on making films. There Hope you enjoy Guilty.
All right, everyone. Thank you for your...
Tornado with Jonathan Nadeau. If you haven't yet, please subscribe now so you're first to hear new episodes with more stories of inspiration about the highs and lows of life and how embracing the storm is so much more fulfilling of a life than being crushed by the weight of the world. And until then, we hope you're inspired to do something, whether it's creating, participating, or learning, whatever leads you to your personal passion.